Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Sam Mines back with you here in the studio. You're listening to Pigs post-game here on the Iron Pigs Radio Network. Not a good one tonight for the Pigs. There were some good signs. There were some positives, most certainly from Jake Thompson, who struggled pretty bad in his first two outings of the season. But as we all knew, he was far too good to continue that slump. He came out, pitched very good tonight. Unfortunate to get a loss in a game in which he only surrendered one earned run, but three nonetheless. For the Pigs, it was more of a lot of their early season struggles, you could say. Guys on base and unable to get the job done when they had a chance to bring guys in. And strikeouts. 11 more tonight for the Pigs, including a lot down the stretch. Some with fairly liberal strike three calls on them. And there were some frustrations, including the Rhys Hoskins ejection, the first ejection for the Pigs in the 2017 season. But it can't always come down to the umpire, and it can't always come down to the hitters either. You have to give some credit to the pitching of Columbus, who did a very good job tonight en route to their seventh win of the season. Columbus now 7-5, the Iron Pigs 5-7. So let's take a look at how we got there on the highlights this evening out at Coca-Cola Park, and started off in the first inning. And our first highlight in the top of the first inning comes courtesy of Jake Thompson, who managed to get himself into and then out of trouble.
Swings and grounds one right to short, should end the inning. There to pick it is Crawford, fires to first, great job by Thompson. A leadoff walk, doesn't come around to harm the reigning International League Pitcher of the Year as he strands Zimmer on third. Colabello gone with a 6-3 inning-ending ground out.
And there would be more to come from Jake Thompson in what was a very good outing for himself tonight. Now, in the bottom of the first inning, it looked like the Pigs were really coming into their own and were going to carry the momentum of that doubleheader win into tonight's game. After Roman Quinn grounded out to the shortstop, J.P. Crawford got on with an opposite field single. Jorge Alfaro hit a shot to the shortstop, who couldn't handle it, and by the time he picked the ball out of his glove, he was unable to make an out on the speedy Crawford at second base, and then Dylan Cousins walked. So the Iron Pigs had the bases loaded and one out, but unfortunately, Rhys Hoskins would come up next and pop up, and then Ryan Merritt would get himself out of the jam when Nick Williams stepped to the plate.
Loaded pitch to Williams, a swing and a missed strike three. Got him, breaking ball away, and how about Merritt working out of a big-time spot by getting pop-up and strikeout, a scoreless inning.
Now we head to the top of the fourth inning, where after Jason Kipnis hit a double to lead off the inning, there was three consecutive strikeouts for Jake Thompson. Unfortunately, throughout the course of those strikeouts, a few balls got past Jorge Alfaro, the catcher, and unfortunately for Thompson, Alfaro and the Pigs, one of them led to a run.
The 1-1. Swung on and missed, and this gets through Alfaro. Kipnis will come down and play easily, and Columbus has taken the lead here in the fourth.
And it was not going to get better from there for the Iron Pigs, as in the top of the fifth inning, it was an E3 that ultimately led to this Adam Moore two-run home run, which is really the turning point of the game, giving Columbus a 3-0 lead.
And the pitch here is swung on, rocketed left center field deep. Quinn on his horseback. Quinn to the track. Quinn at the wall, looking up. Forget about it. It's out of here.
So the inning started off with the error, leading to the two unearned runs. But after that, it was Thompson Woods then settle in and retire the side. But by then, the damage had all been done, because in the top of the damage had all been done at that point, and really not a whole lot more happened between then and the ninth inning, especially for the Iron Pigs. Crawford would walk again in the fifth, but it would lead to nothing. Quinn would walk in the seventh, it would lead to nothing. And the Iron Pigs would do a lot of either looking at the ball or swinging and missing in that time due to good pitching by Columbus. and maybe some good calls for Columbus by the umpires as well. In the top of the ninth inning, however, the Pigs did get some good defensive play from Cameron Perkins.
The pitch is swung on and looped the other way. That's going to fall in near the chalk of base hit. Let's see if they try for two. It's Naquin who runs well. The throw goes in. It's a strong throw. He's a dead duck. He's out. What a throw. It's Perkins, the outfield assist right to the glove of Valentin. And Naquin caught a little too greedy.
And as the law of, I believe it's Matt Provins is the one who usually likes to say this, the law of a guy getting thrown out in some sort of situation and then the next guy coming up and getting a hit, that would happen as Richie Schaefer would then step up and hit a single after that. But a flyout and a strikeout to end the inning, and that would be all the worry the Pigs would have in the top of the ninth. In the bottom of the ninth inning, the Pigs tried to get something going, and for Nick Williams, it really looked like he was going to, but the first base umpire, he had other ideas.
Going to his left to field, and his Kipnis' throw is in time! I thought he was safe, and so does Williams.
Now, the umpires, they don't have the luxury of the instant replay. I was able to see the instant replay in here, and obviously it's very much slowed down. Nick Williams had beaten it out, and of course, what happens on the very next pitch? Cam Perkins got hit. He was on first base, but Justin Will Valentin would strike out, and that would bring Taylor Featherston to the plate.
Pigs down to their final out. There's the 1-0 to Featherston. Swung on it. Rocket in the air. Left center field deep. Schaefer back has a play in the gap in no man's land. Shy of the track will put it away. A long fly out to that graveyard in left center, and that does it. Ball game over. Columbus takes game one of a three-game series with a 3-0 shutout.
So that would be how the story was written tonight for the Iron Pigs. 3-0 losers at Coca-Cola Park to the Columbus Clippers. The Clippers, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. The Iron Pigs, no runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. And of course, that 1 error being a big one, leading to 2 unearned runs in the 5th inning. 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position tonight were the Iron Pigs. They left 9 on base. On the other side, 0-for-6, Columbus. They also left 5 on base. Jake Thompson, a tough luck loser tonight. 5 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, only 1 earned. He walked 3 but struck out 6 and gave up a home run, of course, the 2-run home run. But the bullpen, as always, was sturdy as Vendetti would come in and pitch 2 innings, striking out 4. And Adam Morgan would come in. He gave up 2 hits, but struck out 1 and did not surrender a run for the Iron Pigs. For Columbus, it was Merritt, the winner. A 6-inning, 4-hit, no run, 3-walk, 5-strikeout performance for the man who was on the bump in the game-winning, or in Game 5, the winning game of the ALCS last season for the Cleveland Indians. Louis Head, he got a hold. He went 2/3 of an inning, 1 walk, and nothing more. Kyle Crockett also got a hold as well. He went 1 1/3 with 4 strikeouts. And Sean Armstrong, he gets the save, 1 inning and 1 strikeout. Time of the game, 2 hours, 43 minutes in front of 6,029 at Coca-Cola Park. It was a beautiful night for baseball, 65 degrees. Very little wind, about 5 miles per hour. First pitch was at 7:04. It just wasn't meant to be tonight for the Iron Pigs. And really the way you look at it is going on just the 7th inning alone, following a Roman Quinn walk, it was a strikeout to end the inning to J.P. Crawford. In the 8th, there would be 3 more strikeouts from Alfaro, Cousins, and Hoskins. And then another strikeout in the 9th. That's 5 strikeouts across 3 innings. 11 total for the Pigs. It was a rough night. And they did have their chances, especially in the 1st inning. And they kind of let Merritt off the hook. Bases loaded, 1 out with Hoskins and Williams up back-to-back. And they were unable to take advantage in the 1st. In the 2nd inning, after Justin Wheel Valentin's double, Featherston and Roman Quinn both laced the ball. Unfortunately, it was right at outfielders, infielders for Columbus, and they were unable to turn those hard hit balls into hits. And then in the 4th inning, after a Cam Perkins double, Justin Wheel Valentin would pop up. And really, that would be the last good opportunity the Pigs would have in the game. So they had their chances in the first four innings, just unable to take advantage. And of course, we know how the cookie crumbled on the other side with Urshela reaching on the E3 and Adam Moore, the number nine hitter, going yard for a two-run home run, and really would be all that the pitching for Columbus would need in this one. So it's a tough one for the Pigs as they fall by a final score of 3-0 tonight at Coca-Cola Park. As we take a look at the standings now following this Iron Pigs loss, the Pigs not in last place. That belongs to the Syracuse Chiefs at 4-7. Pigs just above them, however, at 5-7. 3.5 games behind Buffalo for first place. Scranton at 5-6, 3 games out. Pawtucket, 2.5 games out at 6-6. Rochester, they're 6-4 and a game and a half out. And the Bisons, of course, at 8-3, are in first place. For Columbus, in the International League West, they're now 7-5 and sit a game behind the Toledo Mudhens, who are 8-4 on the year.